Everybody say amen. You may be seated. We move expeditiously and expositorily into our discourse. Take your document. Everybody should have one. Not, there are some in the rear. We're in volume 2. Everybody repeat after me. Scripture distinctions.
Scriptural distinctions.
Actualization in eternity.
Actualization in eternity.
From manifestation in time. And of course, as we move through this document, those that are watching, are listening from the webcasts both in the video and the audio sectors, there's an icon you can click and this document will come up. It will be most helpful to you in following along with us as we move through and glean, amen, the message from it as it is drawn out from it. Therefore, so we basically have moved to page 10, and that's in the section on page 9, which, amen, repeat after me, relativism in scripture ontology. Someone, amen, listening or watching, or maybe even sitting here, said, Pastor, you've thrown a lot of things at us here. Amen. What the Word of God has revealed in the mystery writings that was revealed to Paul, conveys life, or what we call life, in its format of a field of representations of what things are, in process as they are outlaid in field of representations of what we call the matrix. And of course, our conscious is moving through these frames, and so to us is what we call life. No, it's real to us, and it's real in the sense that we are experiencing it. Amen. But what the Word of God conveys to us is that these things are pure sign in a course for developing in their actualized form in eternity. That's the difference between process, that is the thing that is going on or that we perceive to be going on, and purpose, that's the end product of it. And the end product is what it is and has been from eternity, which is what we call actualization in eternity, wherein the formula, that is the formula of the process, these are scripture, these are manifestations, that is the latter, these are manifestations in time, day by day, moment by moment, experiences that we have are all in completion. It's done. Your tomorrow is already done. Your next week is already done. Your next year is already done. Amen. Outlaid and accomplished in a saying. Gavin is our designated reader. We have been in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. That'll start out today. Now, hold that now. Don't leave that. That's our base. But we also want to look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Follow me closely. Amen. It's an awesome task, but it's not a daunting task, because the Holy Spirit is the teacher. And for those whom God has predetermined to reveal it to you, as we speak this morning, that is here, whether we're here or whether those that are watching and listening, you are going to comprehend, amen, because the Holy Spirit is communicating it to you. So that burden is not on me, amen, and it's certainly not a burden on the Holy Spirit. Whatever he has predetermined already exists. So when we talk about life and we talk about things that are before us, things that we are looking at, and things that we construe to be experiencing, amen, they are all part of a master plan that has already been enacted in God's saying. Notice that, Brother Deacons, just start out, everybody turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 first. And I want to just read that. And we had been dealing with that for the last couple of outings. Amen. Just read that one verse there, because, amen, we have adequately, we believe, explained the background. Paul focusing these Corinthians into the spiritual sphere where things actually abide completed versus where they seem to be progressively in progress in the matrix, in time. Read that, Brother Deacon. Everybody has 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. Amen. All right, read.
We're reading from the book of 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verse 13, from the King James Version. Which things also we speak.
Okay, so basically, he's talking about things that are around us, things in, that we basically observe, we say we experience, amen, the encounters of life. You know, the stuff that's out there that's challenging you and even bugging you and even frightening you. But it depends upon which way you are looking at it, as to whether the glass is, as they say, half full or half empty. Amen. And of course, that those are only two options that you're given in the world. In physicality, the glass is either half full or half empty. Half full is mean that you think you're going to survive it. Half empty means that there's imminent danger of it wiping you out. You know, it's emptying out. It's dissipating. Amen. Amen. In true spirituality,
yes,
the glass is full.
Hallelujah.
Follow me now. The glass is full.
Yes,
it's complete.
Amen.
It's not marginalized, as they use this term in the financial market. Amen. No. Everything about it is secured in the essence that what God has purposed of it is the best that it can be.
Yes, amen.
So in this sense, everything is lovely and great. Read that from the Greek interlinear, and for those that are watching listening, amen, we utilize the Greek interlineal, and yet we don't depend upon even that. We exegesis is the main essence of what we basically move on as far as gleaning and drawing out the utterance, because you have to have a sense of the actual utterance before you can reliably explicate, explain what's there. You got to know what's there and be able to explain what's there. All right. Read that from the interlineal. And if you don't have interlineal, just follow along in your translation. Read.
From the interlineal Greek text, 1 Corinthians 2:13, which things also we speak, not in taught of human wisdom words.
Not in taught human wisdom words, not in taught human wisdom, not in what we have construed, because that's what we have been taught. But in what?
But in taught of spirit, with spiritual things
in
comparing.
In taught of spiritual, with spiritual things comparing. Follow me here. Looking through the process at what that thing is in its finalized form, but what it is in that finalized form, you will not be able to ascertain through what you see, because what you see is confined to the process. What it is what has been purposed of God. The physical is there for testimony's sake in representations of field of measurements that we call the matrix, for the sake of God conveying to us in sequences testimony. The finalized essence of what it is its completed state, an actualized purpose of why it's there in the first place. So it is more in purpose than it is in process. The reason it showed up was its completed purpose. The reason it's lingering there before you is because God had to slow it down and put it in sequences, amen, God, to convey it to us. But we must look through what we see and see that God has already worked it out. It's a done deal. Can you say it's a done deal?
Yes.
Give him a praise this way.
Glory.
So Paul said, what we're going to do is let's go into the spiritual realm and compare and look at the completed product, which is spirituality. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. And many, when they go to this passage, they read 1 and 2, and of course they always stop, because you get to 3. You have reached the crescendo of what this thing is about, and basically you missed the whole point of verse 3 actually bringing into focus what verse 1 and 2 conveys.
Amen.
Now, Paul is not speaking about anything physical here. You got to cast physicality completely out of your mind to follow the course of what is being conveyed in this 11th chapter, of these first three verses here. Amen. Nothing physical, everything spiritual. What's the difference between spiritual and physical? Physical is the expression broken down in the sequence increments of the pictures, for the express purpose of conveying in sectors what has already been finalized in completion. Every test, every trial, every illness, every confrontation that's out there, everything that you are dealing with is already settled. Your life all the way to the end is already settled. It's already done. We might use the expression, and of course we do it in processes, and I'm saying that in a month's time I would be 70 years old. But I'm already 70. I'm already 80. I'm already out of here. Pastor, you scared me when you started mentioning this. And no. Because where you actually are is in eternity as a completed entity in Christ, having been placed there before the foundation of the creation of the world. If that's not true, let's tear these pages out. In fact, just throw the whole book away. And walk through what you call life, through each one of those frames. Amen. And be frustrated and scared and everything else that is there for the uninformed mind. Spirituality is the real world. Spirituality is the sphere of things completed according to the only reason that they exist. God said it. Spirituality is the sphere of God said. Physicality is the sphere of what we see. So you have what we see and what God said. Which one do you think is the abiding entity? God is saying, because we see many things. One day I'm feeling pretty good. The next day, especially as this old body wears down, the next day I'm not feeling so good. One day everything seems to be okay, and the next day it looks like everything goes wrong. Processes shouldn't control the informed mind, the countenance of the informed mind.
Right.
Because what you see is not what you in the finalized form get. And it should not be relied upon. Brother Deacon, read that 1, 2, and 3. Then we're going to go to the Greek. And I'm telling you right now, we're going to do a little bit of exegesis this morning. About to go nuts on me. Amen. We have to break these things down in component. A lot of time they have Paul saying stuff he didn't say.
Amen.
And that's the first thing that we have to get settled. Is what did he say? Not what they say and what tradition has said it is. All right, read. Yeah, first in the King James.
We're reading from Hebrews chapter 11, beginning verse 1, King James Version.
Everybody got it, amen?
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
How many times have we heard that, and we just zip right through it?
For by it,
here Paul is talking about spiritual. According to God. Everybody say according to God.
According to God.
And as we look in this sector, we're talking about relativism according relativism what?
To God.
Relativism according to God. Is according to God. And this is why we say what? In scriptural ontology. Mm-hmm. Ontology is existence. Mm-hmm. The study of being or existence. So what we are saying is what things actually are in essence of their realness. And the only way you're going to pick that out is through the Word of God. And in a minute, we'll see that where they abide. Everything abides in the fact that God has decreed it. God has said it.
That's it.
In fact, that's the only way it exists.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way a thing can exist. Follow me this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You mean that bad headache I get that God said that? Yes. I got fired because God said it? Yes, but he said it in eternity. But that's not the complete and end of it. Let's not confuse process with purpose.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's look through time at eternity. Everything should be viewed in terms of its eternal application. Because time is, and everything in it is a moving target. So here when Paul speaks about substance, he's not talking about physical substance. Of what we construe as substance, which is something that we see, touch, taste,
yes,
physically handle. All right, read.
For by it,
mm-hmm,
the elders obtained a good report.
Okay, I won't get hung up there because I won't get where I'm going because that clock is beating me up already. But basically, substance and what the elders received is in the passive voice, amen.
Amen.
And what they received is not what they saw. What they what they received was the completed end.
Hallelujah.
Of God conveying to them,
mm-hmm,
his purpose in the matter.
Mm-hmm.
So we should always be of the persuasion, what is this what?
For.
Not what is this. What is this is based upon what we see. What this is for is based upon God's purpose, which is the actualized essence of a wise dare. Read.
Through faith,
mm-hmm,
we understand,
mm-hmm,
that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Now, here he's bringing into reality what he has expressed in verses 1 and 2. Follow me closely here. In fact, Brother Deacon, let's just go to the Greek on verse 3. That clock is, God, unless you all going to let me go a couple hours here this morning. Amen, that's a standing joke. Go ahead.
Verse 3, interlineal Greek text.
Mm-hmm.
By faith, we understand.
Stop. How do we understand? The medium of faith. You're not going to get to the essence. Down to the nitty gritty, as they say. Of anything. Mm-hmm. Through sightseeing. When sight is the medium, we're dependent upon human comprehension. When the faith is the medium, it is for the purpose of us receiving eternal enlightenment from God. So faith is never what you see. Another place, Paul says, "Well, if I see it, what does that mean to hope for?" And I see it. If that's what it is, No. It's an eternality. It's about relating to God. Everything in life concerning you.
Mm-hmm.
When we do this, we're not walking around in a pity party.
Thank you, Jesus.
Talking about why did this happen to me? Oh, why me? This and that and the other, so forth and so on. In misery.
Thank you, Jesus.
All caught up in what we think we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
By completely being oblivious to what God is doing or what God has done. Why did this thing show up? Why? Because God had use for it. No one lived to himself. And what? When we live, it's to the Lord. And when, not if, we die. Romans 14 and 7, what? It's to the Lord. So whether we live or whether we die, we're his property. We're his doings. We are creatures because we are his creation. So the purpose is always his purpose. Because we don't have a purpose within ourselves. Why did I get sick? And my neighbor didn't. Why did I get laid off or fired and my neighbor got a raise? God had use for it. Does he love your neighbor more than he loves you? No. That's the problem, you know, Peter had, which we all have.
Right.
He said, Peter, when you get old, somebody's got to lead you around, and of course you're used to doing everything yourself. You know, and it's just a human inclination. I wouldn't look forward to the day that someone has to do everything for me. In fact, my desire has always been to get that point, Lord, take me on home. But that's me. But if God has something else for me,
mm-hmm.
it ain't about what I want.
That's true.
You all listen to me this morning.
Yes, sir. I hear you.
Your lives are not about you.
Amen.
Your lives are about what God has for you.
Jesus.
According to his good pleasure. According to his design. According to what pleases him. He didn't even save us to please us. He saved us to please himself. We are creatures because God created us. and creation entails design. Mm-hmm. It encompasses detailed plans of functioning. And what God has for you doesn't have, God has individual plans for individual creatures.
I hear you.
So you get all bent out of shape because He's done something for me, and you know, I know because a lot of the songs we sing, it's no secret but God can do what He's done for other He'll do for me. So if He did it for Him, you got to do it for me. Or even to do it again because He did it before.
No.
You know the song is out now. If He did it before, He can do it again. Yeah, He can, not necessarily.
Amen. Thank God.
According to God's will and according to His purpose. God is the man with the plan.
Jesus.
I'm just using the colloquial name.
Jesus.
I heard a message one time. They said, the man with the plan. Depends upon who you're talking about. There's only one plan. There's only one purpose. There's only one agenda. And it's not mine. Or yours. So by faith we understand. What is it by faith that we understand?
To have been adjusted the ages.
Yeah, that's why we're going to exegete this morning. To have been adjusted the ages, what?
By a word of God.
By a word of God. Here, follow closely now. Don't anybody lose. You see, what is it we understand? Here you notice, and I'm glad to see he has some type of footnote of asterisk there. You have the word katatis. Kata means what? It's a compound word. Kata means what?
According to.
This there is the same word akatis, which is found in Colossians chapter 1 verse 16, that's translated, were created. So you put according to and were created together, and now you're on the right track. It reads the ages. So, creation and according to flows in possessiveness of the ages. We have the Greek phrase there, pneumati theou. Pneumati there is translated saying. He's got it word. Word is logos. Saying. But Deacon there, you got your Greek lexicon there. He said, but Pastor, just follow a minute. That's singular, isn't it? Saying. One saying. Follow closely now. What he is saying is that the ages were created according to a saying of God. Pneumati theu. Saying of God. One saying of God. The ages. Which means that everything that abides within them. Every creature. And every occurrence or event. Were created according to a saying of God. Let's go back over that real slowly. The ages. Now here's what we understand by faith. That is looking to what the word of God said. Everything that happens in the ages. Were created. When? In eternity. According to a saying. Everything that flows will flow according to a saying of God.
Glory to God. Amen.
Every incident. Every mistake. Every boneheaded move you make. According to a saying of God.
Amen.
Can the creature operate independently of the creator?
No.
Can you move?
No.
Can you think?
No.
Can you do anything?
No.
Without the enablement of God?
No.
No. According, everybody say, according to,
according to
a saying of God.
A saying of God.
That's what this is saying. Which explains verses 1 and 2. Everything of the ages. Pre-designed. Preset. Prearranged. And actually has occurred. Because it occurred. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Finish the rest of that.
So as
not
out of things appearing.
Not out of things appearing what?
The thing being seen have become.
To have become. I don't know why he did that. That Greek word is that's a present tense there. It is. So what is appearing of that which is actually revealed as the essence doesn't come from what you see. It doesn't? Then where did it come from? According to a saying of God. Not what you see, what God is saying. That thing may be in process in some form. That's not what it is. What it is it's finished product. What it is and has been from eternity. Who are you? Well, I'm a father, I'm a grandfather, I'm a husband. I'm a pastor. No. Who are you? No. Member of the body of Christ. In process, the first things that we gave the litany of. In purpose. In completion. Member of the body of Christ. How long? From the beginning. According to a saying, creation of the ages were. You know what I mean? Completed action. It is because it was. I think you'll see that word there, the perfect tense.
It is.
What's the perfect tense?
Complete action.
Ongoing.
Amen.
Yeah. But it is because it was.
Thank God.
And what it was is what it is before you saw it to say it is.
That's right.
And even if it doesn't appear to you that that's what it is, mm-hmm. if that's what it was, that's what it is. By faith. This is why we keep our heads buried in this book.
Thank God.
To give us explication of everything that is around us that we see. I'm sick. Go into the book. I lost my job. Go into the book. Why? Because I want to see the purpose. And the completed product. Of what that was for. Now remember now in Colossians chapter 1 verse 16. And all things were created what?
In him.
In him what?
Through him.
What?
For.
Let's do it again. In him.
In him.
What?
Through him.
And what?
For.
His purpose. Mm-hmm. And that's whether he's visible or invisible, whether he's thorns or principles, right. Principalities or it's all things. Mm-hmm. And here at the, that's Tarpanda, which is the all. All things. All things. Nothing excluded.
Nothing.
Is in him, through him, and for him. You mean my sickness is not for me? Yeah, for you as it is for him.
Glory.
I have to look at purpose as purpose relates to God, not as purpose relates to me. God is telling us something, is talking to us, but it just goes right by us. Now, if that's not true, let's take this and just pitch it. If you think your life is about you, that means that you're focused on a moving target. Mm-hmm. Even in process, you are. You're moving. Even in physicality, you are moving. I'm not the same person I looked like, let's say, 50 years ago. One of my grandkids, some time ago, somebody showed him a picture of me and said, "Who is that?" No, I'm not the same handsome fella I used to be. That's a joke. No. And in fact, if you take it back to childhood and emphasis, and you look at each one of those frames, which one of those are you? I said, where I am now? No, because this is not the end of it. Thank God this isn't the end product. Thank God that this hasn't progressed to this being the end product. No, the end is the beginning. What are you talking about, Pastor? According as he did what? Chose us in him when?
In him.
When?
Before.
What?
Foundation
of the world, being holy and blameless before him, speaking of the arena of eternality. In love, what? Having foreordained. What basically did he foreordain? An end product. Who am I? I'm a member of the body of Christ. That's who I am. Because that's who I was before in testimony, I was encapsulated in this vile flesh for testimony's sake. So where do you go when you leave here? It's not where you go, it's where you came from. Where did you come from? Where were you first? In the body of Christ. And you've never left there. Your conscience is moving through time and frames. Let's turn to page 10. I'm not even worried about how fast we move through this. This, my God, we got to get this. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. Let's start with the third paragraph. Everybody got it, amen?
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 states, which we've gone through, which things we also speak not in taught word of human wisdom, but in doctrines of the Spirit, comparing spiritual with spiritual things, as we outlaid it there for those that might not be able to pick it up. Spiritual things with spiritual. This verse references the opposite sphere of what is derived from and taught in words of human wisdom. I think a couple of outings ago, we went to Galatians, and we won't do it now. Time is just about gone. In stark contrast, as it is conveyed, we have a strong adversative conjunction there, which we always use when we have a subordinating insubordinate juncture there. It's translated all, which is rendered but. It conveys genuine relativism's messages, which identify in sphere of the teachings in spirituality. And of course, no one wants to be boring. This preacher doesn't want to be boring. But we're going to preach what's there. And here Paul is not speaking about anything that your eyes can gaze upon and say that's it. Yet, it's substance according to... It's substance in the sense that by faith we understand the essence of what it is. It is in its completed form in eternality. It's there. And we comprehend it by faith, not by sight. The final product of you, you can't see it. I can't see it. But I tell you, the essence of what it is beautiful. Eyes haven't seen, not ears heard, not has it entered into the hearts of men. Those things God has prepared for those loving him. But he has revealed it to us. How? Through his word. Through his word. Just listen. In the essence of what the scripture is conveying to us. In stark contrast, as it is conveyed by the strong adversative conjunction, all in its other form, rendered but. Genuine relativism's message identify and sphere the teachings in spirituality. In other words, the Spirit of God definitively teaches through the grace gospel. This reliably and relevantly proclaim peculiarity. Here we reference 1 Thessalonians. We don't have time to go there today either. 1 Thessalonians 2 and 13. Comprehension of this entails we have the verb there, sekrigmdaya, which is rendered comparing, combining, and compounding. So here, what are we juxtaposing? What are we comparing? Teachings of the Spirit, what? Within spiritual things. So we're talking about completion in purpose and comparing it with the essence of what the Spirit conveys to us. What is complete according to God's purpose? So now we have completely left physicality and the processes. of how things seem to be. Because remember, what's appearing is not coming out of the seeing. What's it coming out of?
The saying.
According to a saying of God, the ages were created. Repeat that. According to a saying of God,
according to a saying of God,
the ages were created.
The ages were created.
Everything in it, mm-hmm. Everything touching life, mm-hmm. is according to a saying. So, but then where am I in life then if these processes just move? You were where you always were, in the body of Christ. Which one of these of me is me? If I may say it that way. Then I was an infant when I was in my mother's womb, an infant, in childhood, adolescence, teenager, young man, middle age, and now like where I am now, old age. And none of these, what's coming out of the same is what I am. Because what's the revelation of what it is doesn't come out of what you see, because you see many things.
Yes.
In fact, this body may be what?
Having been
destroyed. Because we have what? A building of God. Not physical. Mm-hmm. Not physical. That's what that means. That terminology. Not made with hands. Not physical. Mm-hmm. Where is it?
Eternal.
Where?
In the heavens.
In the heavens. Where are the heavens?
In Christ.
In Christ. Pastor, that is so complicated. No. If you're going to try to figure this out on the physical plane, yes, it will make your head hurt. How do we understand? By faith. Who is the teacher? The Holy Spirit. So you, in essence, are spiritual, not physical, because the physicality is only what?
Temporary.
Now what you call life is beginning to make a little sense, where it doesn't make sense before. What you do, where you are, what you're doing right now, this all passing, every bit of it. Let's finish this up. So we are comparing, combining, and compounding teaching of the Spirit within spiritual entities. And this is, listen to me, this is how we must view the world. View the events of life. View the situations of our life. The experiences, as we construe them in physicality, are all passing. The final product and completion of it was established before you got here.
Glory to God.
Boy, that thing really came down on me some years ago when I walked into the hospital room of Mother Mildred Goodlow Johnson. She was laying there getting ready to have a very, actually, life-changing operation. And I talked to her a few minutes, and what was striking to me is that she was so calm. And all of the indicators verified that she was calm. I got that in one of the books. I said, Mother, you seem so calm. And the way she says things, she said, Pastor? I said, yes. Didn't you teach us by the word of God that everything is already done? I said, yes, ma'am. Why should I be laying here worried about something that's already done? At the purpose. What is the purpose of it? Mm-hmm. And the purpose in product mm-hmm. is that which is great. Mm-hmm. That which works for us.
For us, always.
Not against us. Mm-hmm. Well, that's about as far as I'm going to get today, amen, in this. But let's walk through this slowly through life, not in a hurry. You didn't get into your problems in a hurry. They come slowly, don't they? Huh? Some of them are painstaking. Some of them keep us up at night, wondering, worrying, pacing the floor. To learn. Turn the light out. Don't be sister living.
Hallelujah.
Go to sleep.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you know, as you said, if God's got it, then what? You need to turn it loose. Who you think is going to do a better job? If it's in his hand, but you still got your hands up. What that thing is about. And when we do this, we're going to learn as God blesses us. To live life in complete joy mm-hmm. and peacefulness mm-hmm. and understanding. Mm-hmm. Of what life is all about. Mm-hmm. What is this thing called life? What is this I'm going through mm-hmm. in stages? Happening. No, in fact, we said, what in the world is happening? Many stages. Aging as we go.
Yes.
And finally, separation from the whole matter. Completely out of this arena. Mm-hmm. Completely extricated from physicality. Secularity. We're out of time. You know, when we say we're out of time, we're talking about we're out of time in time. No. Out of time means taken out of time.
Yes.
Which is nothing but a creation for the sake a manifestation. And that happens when? When does that happen? That happens when everything that God has caused for you has been completed. That's why some live 100 years and others live maybe 100 minutes and some don't even get here. Yeah. Aborted, miscarriage, or whatever you mm-hmm. call it. Mm-hmm. That's a soul.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a soul.
Sure.
God doesn't need 100 years to complete his purpose. He doesn't need 100 hours. He doesn't need 100 minutes or 100 seconds because God is timeless.
Timeless.
He doesn't even need time to complete, by God, hallelujah. He doesn't need time to complete his purpose. So these are the things that are conveyed for us to live beyond the world. There's a song that we sing sometime. We haven't sang it in quite a while yet. Higher Ground. My hope is built on nothing less, but then it speaks about the essence of a higher ground. A higher plane. Living above the world. Living above what I see. And it says, Lord, lift me up and let me stand. By faith. Can you say it by faith? Can you say it by faith? On heaven's heavenly. A higher plane. Can you say a higher plane? Can you say a higher plane? And I have found, Lord, plant my feet where? On higher ground. God bless you. We'll take it up next week.
God in hand praise. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.